Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The Professional Indian Horse Racing Association sanctioned All Nations Indian Relay Championship concluded Thursday, September 22nd in Billings, Montana. There will be over $112,000 paid out this week. In race number one, the relay team, Young Money, from Browning, Montana, representing the Great Blackfoot Tribe, won the race. Miles Murray, the 24-year-old jockey. In the warrior race, where they run 100 yards prior to mounting a horse and making a half-mile lap, Oglala Lakota Rico Cortez was your winner with the Lakota Warpath team. Relay race number two was won by a team of the Colville 12 Tribes, the GM Express from Omak, Washington, the number 17 team in the nation, with Riley Prescott, an 18-year-old jockey, claiming the win in relay race number two with five teams. Autumn Chargestrong of the Sage Creek team from the Crow Nation won the Maidens half-mile race. A six-team race in relay number three. The Assiniboine Grovon team, Mountain River from Fort Belknap, Montana, the number three team in the nation, won relay number three with Chechez Chambeau, a 16-year-old jockey. Oglala Lakota's Rico Cortez in the winner's circle again as he won the Chiefs race. That is a mounted race where they fire the gun in a half-mile track. He represents the great Lakota Warpath. The number four team in the nation was seated on the pole position, representing Crow Agency Montana River Road, with Dustin Kruger, a 22-year-old jockey, claiming relay race number four, a six-team race. A very entertaining junior relay race saw Crazy Pony from the Crow Agency win. Ramsey Moccasin, a 12-year-old jockey, beating the 11 through 16-year-olds. The talented Leo Huggs Jr., a 28-year-old, took the Silver Mountain Express team to the win in relay race number five, representing Crow Agency Montana. And the 10 and under kids race received a standing ovation as Little River Road team saw a third win of the night from Crow Agency Montana. Tyler Wayne Beacon, the 8-year-old, took the checkered flag. And the Blackfoot Nation well represented as Awasopsie Express from Browning, Montana's jockey, 25-year-old Chris Carlson, crosses the finish line first. 34 teams battling it out from 15 of the Great Horse Nations in the United States and Canada will all come down to the $10,150 first place prize for the three-lap, six-team race Sunday afternoon in the All Nations Indian Relay Championships in Billings, Montana. We speak to one of PIRA's board of directors, Calvin Ghostbear, from the Oglala Lakota in South Dakota. Calvin, that looked like a great first performance.
Yes, Randy. Actually, it was very good. You know, all the teams and the energy here in the stadium was above and beyond what we've expected. It was great.
We're going to pay out over $75,000 in purse here in Indian Relay Championships. What does a man have to do to earn that, or a team, on Sunday afternoon in the championship race?
I think you keep it pretty much consistent with what you've done throughout the year, keeping your horses legged up, keeping your mind focused on your race, and keeping the rest of your team also focused so that they can have the proper exchanges and have everything in the right direction.
Boy, this is very exciting. Some people that are listening have never seen Indian relay racing. There are five or six teams per race. There are three horses per team, four gentlemen, one jockey. They start, mount bareback, ride a half a mile, dismount, mount onto the second horse, ride a half a mile lap, transfer to the anchor horse, and ride to the finish line. Just because you're a half a lap ahead does not mean you're going to come out first.
This comes down to a couple different things. A good run, because timing, you'll be timed for 3 days, and of course that time will determine your seeding and your heat that you go into in the championship days.
That's words of our champion, Calvin Ghostbear, from the land of the Oglala Lakota. He has joined me at the All Nations Indian Relay Championship, sanctioned by the Professional Indian Horse Racing Association. This report has been brought to you by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Long live Indians! Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.